Turning to our op-ed for this week, we switch gears from the building of the first transcontinental railroad to another important historical issue. The United States spent most of the 20th century resisting any attempts on the part of socialists to influence American domestic policy. Why? And why, when so many countries moved in that direction, were we successful in preventing the implementation of any socialist programs of consequence? That is the subject of this week's op-ed by Gary Marks. Marks, professor of political science at the University of North Carolina and Seymour Martin Lipset, are the authors of It Didn't Happen Here, Why Socialism Failed in the United States.
The logic of Marxism demanded that America, the most advanced capitalist country, should also be the country that produced the strongest socialist movement. The British Marxist Henry Hindman wrote in 1904 that, just as North America is today the most advanced country economically and socially, so it will be the first in which socialism will find open and legal expression. The leader of the American Socialist Party, Daniel de Leon, proclaimed in 1906, "If my reading of history is correct, the prophecy of Marx will be fulfilled, and America will ring the downfall of capitalism the world over." It didn't happen. The U.S. Socialist Party has never received more than 6% of the vote in presidential elections and has never won more than a couple of seats in Congress. Parties calling themselves socialist, social democratic, labor or communist have been major forces in every democratic country in the world, with the exception of the United States. The U.S. has been the only Western democracy dominated exclusively by parties sympathetic to liberal capitalism. The inability of American socialists to create a durable labor or socialist party is not a historical quirk of a bygone era. On the contrary, it's a powerful influence on the present. Had socialists managed to forge such a party or capture the Democratic Party as successfully as the Goldwater and Reagan movements captured the Republican, the United States would almost certainly not be the only advanced democracy in the world with no system of universal health insurance and no system of universal child support. We might not have had levels of income inequality and relative poverty that are almost triple those of other rich nations. Why did we go down one path and not the other? Careful comparison of the United States with other societies suggests that some popular explanations don't pass muster. State repression, for example, cannot explain the failure of socialism in America. Even during World War I and during the McCarthy era, repression here was not as intense as it was in several European countries during the 19th century. And in these countries, repression succeeded only in making the socialist cause more popular. A more convincing explanation begins with the exceptional character of American society, politics, and culture. The distinctive character of American culture, and in particular anti-statism, diminished the appeal of socialism for the mass of American workers. The electoral system for selecting a president, which aggregates votes throughout the country, hurt the Socialist Party, just as it is hurting the Greens today. The American working class, made up mostly of immigrants, was riven by ethnic, racial, and religious hostilities. Finally, American socialists failed to build an alliance with labor unions. These four factors, American values, political structure, immigration, and the split between the Socialist Party and mainstream unions, hold the key to why socialists failed in America.
You've been listening to Gary Marks, author of It Didn't Happen Here, Why Socialism Failed in the United States.